Now let's look at the third intelligence, emotional intelligence, EQ. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is one's self-knowledge, self-awareness, social sensitivity, empathy, and ability to communicate successfully with others. It is a sense of timing and social appropriateness, and having the courage to acknowledge weakness and express and respect differences. Prior to the 90s, when EQ became a hot topic, it was sometimes described as right brain capacity, as distinguished from left brain capacity. The left brain was considered the more analytic, the side of linear thinking, language, reasoning, and logic. The right brain, the more creative, the side of intuition, sensing, and holistics, of visualization. The key is respecting both sides and exercising choice in developing and using their unique capacities. Combining thinking and feeling creates better balance, judgment, and wisdom. Dr. Jonas Salk, the discoverer of the polio vaccine, put it this way. Intuition will tell the thinking mind where to look next. There's been a great deal of research suggesting that in the long run, emotional intelligence is a more accurate determinant of successful communications, relationships, and leadership than mental intelligence. Author and EQ authority Daniel Goldman puts it this way. For star performance in all jobs, in every field, emotional competence is twice as important as purely cognitive abilities. For success at the highest levels in leadership positions, emotional competence accounts for virtually the entire advantage. Given that emotional competencies makes up two-thirds or more of the ingredients of a standout performance, the data suggests that finding people who have these abilities or nurturing them in existing employees adds tremendous value to an organization's bottom line. How much? In simple jobs like machine operators or clerks, those in the top 1% with emotional competency were 3 times more productive by value. For jobs of medium complexity like sales clerks or mechanics, a single top emotionally competent person was 12 times more productive by value. The theory of emotional intelligence is destabilizing to people who have anchored their strategy for success on sheer mental intelligence. A person, for example, may be a 10 on a 10-point IQ scale, but emotionally score only a 2 and not know how to relate well with others. They may compensate for this deficiency by over-relying on their intellect and borrowing strength from their formal position. But in so doing, they often exacerbate their own weaknesses, and in their interactions, the weaknesses of others as well. Then they try to intellectually rationalize their behavior. When you borrow strength from position and from your IQ where there's low EQ, you build weakness in others, in yourself, and in your relationships. Developing stronger emotional intelligence is one of the greatest challenges faced by parents and leaders at all levels of organizations.